Greetings. It is I, Metatron. I come to the forefront of the collective consciousness of the all that is, of the lords of light and great beings of light from the order of Melchizedek and the White Brotherhood. We have all gathered with you to support you in this important service that you will create during this particular winter solstice. And on the 31st of December also, because of the many cosmic alignments that have occurred this month, in the month of December, the stage is set for you to be a pillar of light that not only shines, but transmits a precise frequency of light. You are the ones in a human form that will help to bring forth this new era of Christ consciousness. Because these two events are massive, both energetically as well as conceptually, it will take two gatherings to set in motion what is needed in preparation of the opening of a new era. Great precision has been taken to create and organize the sequences of these two events. You are embodied in the form of a human body and have acquired a degree of Christ consciousness. You carry an expanded light frequency that is coherent. This makes you a prime candidate to perform the service that you are now asked to perform. You are the ones who can now change the foundational form while in form. As you know, sacred geometric progressions are used to create form or matter. The specific geometric progression that we are talking about is the cube. At the fall of consciousness, a distorted version of the cube was put into play to keep matter in a dense form, in a paradigm of separation and fear. Sacred geometric progressions are required now that create from the compression of undifferentiated light into a differentiated form that is achieved through the movement of the spin function. The reason that you are asked to gather at this specific space-time sequence is that as a significant embodied part of the sitting of the divine crucible, you carry the corrective sequences of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates within your human form of matter to alter the distorted cube function and provide the magnetic pull that is needed to draw from the original cube. This eventually will gradually transform the distorted cube that is currently in use. When this happens, there will only be one coherent cube in play in the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional sequence of time and space. The fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates create the foundation of the new cubic function, which allows the ascension codes to impact effectively the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimensions in time, space sequences. In our two gatherings for this cosmic service, we are only concerned with creating a coherent light-filled base of the cube that replaces the distorted base. We will be using the pink diamond geometry that contains the beginning energetics of unity, consciousness, and the element of love. This will be the beginning geometric model. In this meeting, two things are necessary for you to know. First, you now have within you, in your unified field, a pillar of light. Secondly, you will now use this pillar to enhance the energetics of the pink diamond, along with the four archangels, Yeshua, and Mary Magdalene. You will position yourself in your pillar of light at one of the points of the pink diamond. We will direct you in this at the proper sequence of this gathering. We will also tell you the significance of this alignment. There is another part of this activation. It concerns four cosmic light pillars that have been placed in certain positions to generate movement and change. The fullness of this positioning will not be completed until December the 31st. I wished now to tell you about those four cosmic pillars. The first pillar began to activate on 11-11-11 when the Christed matrix was returned to the heart of Gaia. It was not fully functioning. And each year, more light frequencies were transmitted from the central sun into this matrix. At 11-11-2020, master imprints of Christ consciousness were transmitted and added to the Christed matrix. The second pillar began to activate with an initiation of light taken by the seating of the Divine Human Collective during their graduation ceremony. The reception of a holographic light scroll imprinted with the sacred names of the All That Is was imprinted in fire letters within this holograph. This holograph activated within the human energy field a light pillar. In addition to the fire letters of the sacred name, each individual received their prime directive for their spirit that was given at the time of their creation. Take a deep breath. This is a lot to comprehend. The third pillar activates now at this winter solstice of 2020. Certain cosmic alignments occur to signal the beginning of the age of Aquarius as Saturn, Jupiter begin to converge. The beginning of the age of Aquarius signals the gradual return of Christ consciousness as it is brought forth through human creators. Humanity and the earth now begin their ascension journey, which will culminate in the resurrection of a Christed human creator and a Christed planet into its original state. The fourth pillar signifies the close of a dark, dense age as the door of a new enlightenment opens. The energies of this pillars and momentum closes the door to the Piscean age and all of its third and fourth dimensional imprints to a new appropriate sequence of the original cube. This will occur on December the 31st. Another deep breath. These pillars are massive holographs that are set in motion through the spin mechanism. Each of the four pillars are placed at a point of the base of the cube, forming a square. This was the base of the distorted cube in use in the third and fourth dimensions. To correct the distortions that have been created since the fall of consciousness, together we rotate this base a few degrees to form a diamond shape. Take a deep breath. Breathe. Another deep breath. In unison, begin this rotation. We will conjoin this cube with a holographic pink diamond that the crucible members have been using and energizing for the last 3 years. We can now create the rotations and the spin required to create the foundations of unity and love consciousness in matter. This alters the function of the dense cubic iteration and allows it to begin to draw from the original cube sequence of Earth when it was created as a Christed planet. This particular activation relates to the specific time, say, space sequence of fifth, sixth, and seventh, and eighth dimensional energetics. It is the basic function of the original cube. The rotation sequences of the diamond begin to alter the electromagnetic field of all humans as well as the earth. As this occurs, we have had great concerns that the electrical function of the brain could be affected negatively or short-circuit. In order to prevent this from happening, we depend on human members to hold stably the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates in stability. Thus, great care and precision must be taken. Through you, an equilibrium is achieved in the body consciousness and in matter. When each member of the Seating of the Divine Collective hold the magnetic dimensional sequence in their body and create a balance within the electrical and the magnetic currents so that the rotations amplify unity consciousness and are corrective, not destructive, to matter. Each one of you is in possession of your spirit's prime directive. We ask that you now use this directive as you take your position in your pillar of light and at a point in the diamond geometry. John and Joan will take their position in the north with Archangel Uriel, the white lion, the 12th dimensional earth element, and source energy. It is also the point at where wisdom is brought forth to the human creator. Next, Jana will take her place in the east with Archangel Raphael, Anna, the winged ones, and the 12th dimensional air element. At this point, healing is brought forth to human consciousness and also to the earth consciousness. Joe will take his place in the south with Archangel Michael, Mary Magdalene, the white fire dragons, and the 12th dimensional element of fire. At this point, purity and protection emanate to humans and to the earth. John Carroll will take his place in the west with Archangel Gabriel, Mother Mary, the white whales and dolphins, and the 12th dimensional element of water. This point transmits messages and inspiration to humans and to the earth. Now take a deep breath. Get centered in your sacred heart. Breathe in the undifferentiated light of source of your being. In this stillness, your prime directive consciousness will direct you to your personal position where you will stand with a member of your community who has already taken their position. Let's take a few minutes and allow you to go to your position. Milena will now take her position at the center with Yeshua and Miriam. Milena represents the creative human part of our crucible in the unified balance of the center. Take a deep breath. Breathe. It's very important that each member of Seating of the Divine Crucible knows that they have a responsibility to hold their positions in balance and in integrity so that they transmit the highest frequency of light. Yeshua and Miriam will come forth now and co-create with you a unified field of light through the platinum ray.